This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Sunday morning, August 14th, you awaken to water in your home. You reach for your cell phone to call for help and no service.
You can't get help. You're looking for family members. You have to find a place to stay. You need transportation, and on and on and on.
Louisiana's Public Service Commission cross-examined AT&T about their system failure during the flood. Lambert Boissier.
And I felt very angry. I'm like, why would they have this switching station in such a flood area?
AT&T External Affairs Director Rick Dement.
The site here in Baton Rouge that was, I guess you would say, the heart of our wireless operation is located above the FEMA 500-year floodplain.
Scott Angel.
But that doesn't mean just because they don't draw the map that we won't have another event.
This was just an event that was an act of God, a catastrophe that none of us planned for or expected.
You're not just a company. You're a lifeline in many ways to people, and you have to do the best you can to maintain reliability.
Foster Campbell.
We want to make darn sure that people that have been out of service not have to pay for the service and get every dime of credit they deserve, and we do not want anybody making one penny excess profit off of this tragedy.
We always want to do right by our customers, and we have issued a statement, you know, offering credits and relief for overages.
Campbell wants customers to know what those credits are.
Y'all are offering a one-time credit worth 50% off of their monthly service. Additionally, customers in parishes declared in a state of emergency who have incurred data overcharges will be credited.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.